Hello, this is the Writer's Help Desk, and I am your host, CWD. This is Season 1, Episode 3, and we are talking all about the Writer's Toolbox. This isn't a technical toolbox at all. No, this is far from it. This is not about sentence structure or grammar gremlins. This is not about hooking the reader from the very first moment. No, please. There is a lot of that fantastic advice out there, and I'm telling you right now, it is overwhelming because there are so many great pieces of advice, technically speaking. So many. And there are many, many different ways to get to an awesome story. And I tell you, every writer is unique and every situation is unique, every story is unique and every journey is unique. And so what works for one doesn't always work for another one. So all that being said, I will recap a little bit about what we've chatted about in episode 1 and episode 2. So episode 1, we were talking all about your guiding light principle that will make everything that writing is make sense and will stop you from getting stuck and seeking out this advice from everybody else when you're not ready to hear the criticism and the negative feedback and the brutal honesty that a lot of people want to give you when you put your beautiful piece of writing out there into the universe. Because if you get that advice too early, or that criticism too early, it will squash you like a bug, flat, like a pancake. And it's very hard to come back from that deflating negative criticism, or constructive criticism. It can even be constructive criticism, come from the most well-meaning person. But if you're not ready for it, it can crush you. So, guiding light principle number one is, what is the story that you want to tell? And have you, or are you telling it the way you want to tell it? Are the words on the page a reflection of you and the story that you're wanting to tell? Okay, lots to talk about there. And if you want to know more about it, episode one will fill you in on all of those details. Episode 2, we talked a little bit, actually a lot, about this journey versus the destination thing, and about the fact that when you look at a book in a bookstore or on a bookshelf or in a library, they are finished products. You are looking at your destination, not the journey. And the journey is tricky. And the journey is hard, and the journey begins with one step at a time. You start one step at a time, and you learn as you go. And last week, I gave you permission to really, truly take this on board. You don't have to know everything all at once. You don't have to know the entire story all at once. You don't have to know how to technically write the best book ever all at once. All you have to do is start, right? So that was episode number 2. So if that's tickled your fancy, go and have a listen, because there's lots more where that came from. Okay, so here we are, episode number 3, and now I want to delve in a little bit deeper into this you are unique bit. Okay, and you are yourself, and that you have this story to tell that's not like anybody else's, because that is really critical, right? You are this person, and it is a person that people see, right? You are a colleague, a friend, a mother, a daughter, a brother, a sister, a cousin, a niece, a nephew, a best friend, a confidant, You're a guru. You're a leader in your field. Maybe you're viewed by other people as a down and out, on your luck kind of a person. Whatever labels that people put on you and you put on yourself, it's time to unbox yourself. It's time to take those labels off, because you are this new creature now, okay? You are a writer. And being a writer is not about being what everybody else thinks that you are. It is about being the you that's even more you than you know, right? It's even like things and feelings and thoughts that you didn't even know you had inside of you that will come out when you start writing. Because you aren't the you that other people see. You are more than that. You're like an iceberg. And people see like maybe 10% of who you are. Even those people who know you really, 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 really well. They don't know everything that's going on inside your head all of the time. And they don't understand where you're coming from half of the time. That's why we get into arguments and we get into fights and we have misunderstandings and all of these things, is because not everybody can see your point of view. And not everybody understands where you're coming from. That's why we get frustrated. Because, you know, why can't they see what I see? So, it's important to understand that you are not the you that you let other people see. And there are things that are hidden inside of you that you will discover on your writing journey. These things, like I say, they're just some things that you didn't even know you thought. And it's marvelous. It's wonderful. It's like the best kind of therapy. It's the best kind of self-expression. And when you're writing and you're starting and you just be free. Be free to write whatever it is that's coming out of you. So, here we are. You are this thing. And you're writing. And you're writing stuff that you didn't know you thought. And you're writing characters. And good guys, bad guys, funny guys, happy people, sad people. You're writing depressing stuff. You're writing hilarious things. However, whatever it is that you're writing, it's a part of you. And it's a part of you that maybe you didn't know existed. But it's important as a writer to really embrace that sense of adventure and that sense of discovery and like be ready to experiment and try new things and learn more about yourself than you ever thought possible, because that's what writing can do for you, and it's what draws some people to writing, and it's also what kind of maybe makes writing very difficult, is because it's so personal and it's so you, and it's like things that you didn't know you felt, and it's characters that are like you but not like you, and it's like it's amazing. It's just an incredible expression of yourself, and it's important that you understand that that is all a part of you and it's all very personal. And so when you're putting it onto the page and it's raw and it's new and you've expressed yourself in a way that you think is powerful, you have to be really careful that you don't just put it out there and give your heart and soul to somebody who isn't in the position to give you what you need, right? It's very common, and I spoke about this a couple of times already, it's really common for new writers, and even seasoned writers. I do this all the time, and I, like, regret it. Not every single time, but I do, like, I feel slightly heartbroken sometimes that people don't get, my loved ones don't get what I'm trying to put on the page. I wrote this thing and I thought it was great. And here, what do you think? What do you think? You've got to make it more gripping. And you've got to, like, have you put this in there? And did you, and what if it should be, why don't you do this? And it's well-meaning advice. It's coming from a place of love, and it's coming from a place of wanting to help. But if you've just put your heart and soul onto a piece of paper, digitally or otherwise, and then you get back feedback that's like, meh, try again. That right there can stop you from writing for days, weeks, months, years, forever. So, you do want to express yourself, and you do want to put it out there, and you do want to put it on the page, and you don't want to censor what you're writing, because what you're writing is your point of view. It's who you are. It's unique to you. But then you have to wait, and you don't share it with anybody unless you know that they're going to give you not constructive criticism, because that's not what you need when you are in this phase of writing. You need encouragement. That's what you need. Encouragement to keep going, to keep expressing yourself, to keep putting you on the page. That's what's important at this stage. When you get further down the track, and maybe I should do like a where you're at episode, just so that we can nut this out and you can decide exactly where you are on this writing journey. Then that's when you become powerful. You're writing stuff that's not censored, and then you're only sharing it with somebody who's going to encourage you if you share it first before you edit or change it or craft it into the beautiful finished product that it's going to be. And that process can be a long process or a long process, because that editing process can, depending on how long your story is, it can be long, and it depends, you know. It all depends on the finished product that you're aiming for and how much time you have consistently to be able to put in. But the key here is not to get ahead of ourselves, right? We're doing one step at a time. We're taking that advice from episode number 2, and we're taking one step, and the step is to be bold and to be brave and to put your heart and soul on the page and let it go. Let this control freak go and put it down and put your fear of failure to one side and put your doubt to one side and just write. Just write a beautiful story or a heart-wrenching story or tell the tale that you want to tell. And do it to the best of your ability in this moment while you're writing it. And just put to one side that it's not perfect, because the first one is not perfect. The first time you write it, it's not always exactly how you want it to sound.
And it's probably not going to be the thing that's going to end up exactly the way it is in the book or in the published bit. So there you are. You're writing, you're putting your heart and soul on the page, and you're careful to share it because you only want to share it with people who are going to give you encouragement, because that is the ingredient that you need at this point in time. You don't need constructive criticism. You don't need, definitely don't need the haters that come in and tell you that your spelling is atrocious and that you don't know how to construct a sentence and that you're not showing, you're telling people, which is, you know, that's a common show don't tell phrase. You're using adverbs too much and on it goes. And so there's the advice, is that we are trying beautifully to express ourselves. So be bold, be brave, put yourself on the page. Don't share your heart and your soul with people unless you are 100% certain you know the answer to what is the story that you are trying to tell. And if you know what the story is that you're trying to tell and you're still okay with sharing it with people who may or may not like your story, who may or may not like the way that you've told your story in its roughest form, because that's what it is. When you've written something, it's like a diamond, but it's the raw diamond. It doesn't look like a diamond. I don't know if you guys have ever seen like a non-polished diamond, right? It looks like a rock. It's nothing special, except that it is special. It just needs some polishing and some cutting and some cleaning, and it'll be amazing. It'll be brilliant. But it's not the end form yet. And that's what you got to remember with your writing. You are writing a raw diamond, and then you've got to polish it and cut it and get it to be absolutely amazing. And the story that you want to tell in the quality that you want to tell it. And no one can tell you what that is, because no one is you and no one has your point of view and nobody has that particular sense of the story. So, remember job number one. You are your first reader. You have to like it. You have to love it. You have to love it so much that you will be able to just ignore all of the negativity and the suggestions and the comments about how it could have been this way and it could have been better. And some people will do that. Other people will be very positive and supportive and give you only but praise. But yeah, there's a lot of people who get quite shocked at their loved one's response to their writing. And it's not what they expect it to be, and it's very hurtful that their loved ones don't respond the way that they need them to. Because that's what it is. It's a need. It's a need to be validated that your story, that your writing, that your words, and essentially you on a page are good enough. And yeah, that's where people fall short. So, I don't know if I've helped you at all, but it's a bit of a reality check. It's an encouragement to be brave and to put yourself out there and put yourself on the page. But it's also a word of caution that you don't put your heart and your soul into people's hands when you're not ready and willing and able to accept whatever it is that they're going to say, because you have no control over what they're going to say. And as much as you'd like them to say nice things and give you encouragement, probably like 9 out of 10 times, you're probably not going to get what you need. But you will get that from me. So, if you need some encouragement, here we go. Keep writing. Keep doing it. This is brilliant. You are brilliant. What you have to say is brilliant. And you have a story to tell that is unique and beautiful and just what we need right now. So, all that being said, here we are. I am CWD. This is the Writer's Help Desk, and I'm here to help your writing dreams become a reality. So, thank you for listening. Let me know what you think of the episode. I want to hear your thoughts. I want to hear what you want to page. How do you feel about you on a page, and that it's so real and raw, and that your writing is like part of you. And if you have a horror story about a loved one giving you not such great feedback, please share that with me. Please share that with us. I'm sure there's plenty of people who would benefit from hearing your story and your tale of caution. And I will send you some encouragement because we all need it. And I also would love to hear what you're writing about. If you haven't started writing it, please, 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 please send me an email. I want to hear from you. I want to know all about you, and I want to help in any way that I can, because this is the Writer's Help Desk and I'm here to help you write. Right. Okay, so I'm going to sign out now and go have some lunch, and I will see you next time.